Hey everyone, welcome in. Today we're going to dive into something a little different, something I think you'll find pretty interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
It's mood tracking. We're going to be looking at the work of Orion Windsor, and we've got some excerpts from one of his mood tracker journals to dig into,
Interesting.
plus some background on the guy himself.
Oh.
Should be interesting to kind of get inside the head of someone really into self-improvement, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's interesting here is we're not just, talking about mood tracking generally.
Right.
We're looking at how Orion specifically approaches it, which gets really granular, really insightful.
Yeah, for anyone who maybe hasn't tried mood tracking before, it's basically the practice of like regular, like daily, ideally, writing down your mood to try and uncover like hidden patterns and triggers that are affecting your well-being.
Exactly. And you know how sometimes you just feel off?
Oh, yeah.
But you can't quite put your finger on why.
Totally.
It's like mood tracking can shine a light on those blind spots.
Yeah.
And Orion's method takes us a step further by not just tracking, but like actively prompting you to reflect and take action.
It's not just a blank notebook, right?
Sure.
His journal, it's called the 4-Week Guided Daily Mood Tracker. And as the name suggests, it's structured to guide you through like a whole month of self-discovery. What I thought was really interesting is it focuses on anxiety, borderline personality disorder, and depression. Like conditions where really understanding your emotions is so important.
Yeah, and that's where I think Orion's approach is really valuable because it's not just about noting if you're feeling, high or low, it's about understanding the why. So like instead of just saying, "Oh, I'm feeling a 7 out of 10 today," he has you consider things like, "What influenced your mood today? How did you take care of yourself? What are you grateful for?" He even has you log your water intake and any medications you're taking.
I did notice that in the excerpts. Yeah, it's a very holistic approach.
Definitely.
Like he ties in things like gratitude, self-care almost.
What?
Like he's saying, hey, your mood isn't just this isolated thing.
Right.
It's connected to how you treat yourself, what you focus on.
Absolutely. And you can see this even more with the little motivational quotes he sprinkles throughout the journal. Like, you deserve the best things and best people in life. Now, those might seem a bit cheesy on the surface.
I was going to say they reminded me of those inspirational posters you see.
But research on positive affirmations suggests that consistently feeding your mind with those statements can actually start to shift your self-talk over time.
So you're not just tracking your mood, you're like potentially rewiring your brain to be more optimistic and self-compassionate. That's really cool. And okay, so that's the journal. But let's talk about Orion himself for a sec. It's clear he's not just some random person who put together a journal. We've got links to his website, his Amazon author page, a Waterstones page. The man's got a platform.
He does.
Yeah, he also hosts his own podcast, which it seems like dives even deeper into this whole like personal growth and spirituality thing, which makes you wonder if he's putting this much thought into just a mood tracker journal. What other like gems of wisdom are tucked away in his other work?
That's a great question. And that's where things get really exciting. Let's delve into those books, see what we can uncover.
Let's do it. So we know that Orion's mood tracker is like way more than just a pretty notebook, right? It's like this structured, well thought out approach to like understanding and managing your emotions.
Yeah, definitely.
But what about his other books? Do we find anything interesting there?
So we know he's written more, but the stuff you gave me doesn't really say what's in them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just that they're also self-improvement kind of stuff, like a little mystery box.
I kind of like that though.
Me too. Makes me want to check them out even more now.
But we do know some stuff about his podcast, which seems like totally up your alley.
Oh, yeah.
Personal growth, spirituality, all that good stuff.
You know me so well. What's cool is that he uses his podcast to like go even deeper on these topics, like building on the ideas from his journal, exploring self-discovery, healing empowerment, helping listeners live better lives, that kind of thing.
Given how much emphasis he puts on understanding your emotions in his journal, you think he has any episodes specifically about like mood tracking techniques?
That's a really good question. I bet he does. It's what I love about these deep dives.
Except that.
We uncover these little threads that make you want to learn even more.
Yeah, for sure. Like maybe he talks about why understanding those patterns is so important and how that can actually help you make positive changes.
And imagine if he brings in like experts
Okay.
Therapists, researchers, maybe even people who use mood tracking themselves.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
To share their stories. I think that would be so powerful.
Totally. And one thing I found really interesting.
Yeah.
Is how he brings in spirituality.
Oh, yeah. That's not something you see every day.
Not really. You don't typically see that in like traditional self-help stuff.
It's true. It's like he's drawing from a different well, you know.
Totally.
Yeah.
And maybe that resonates more with some people.
For sure.
And speaking of like connections,
yeah,
it's really cool how he like brings everything together.
What do you mean?
Like your mood, yeah, your mindset, self-care, even spirituality.
It makes you wonder, is he like advocating for a certain way of thinking, or is it more like he's just giving you all the tools and you can decide what works best for you?
That is a great question.
Right. And I think this is where you, the listener, come in.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today.
We really have.
Learned about mood tracking,
yep,
how Orion approaches it with his journal,
mm-hmm,
even touched on his podcast and other books.
It's like we've given you a starting point.
Totally.
And now it's up to you to keep exploring.
So what do you think, does Orion's method kind of speak to you?
Yeah.
That mix of like actually tracking your mood, but also really thinking about what it all means.
Yeah.
Maybe you're already checking out his podcast.
Right. Or maybe this has got you thinking about mood tracking in general.
Yeah.
Like there are so many different ways to do it. You could try his journal.
Yeah.
Or an app. Or just grab a notebook.
I like that. Just start writing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The important thing is finding what works for you.
And even if mood tracking isn't really your thing.
Yeah.
Maybe this has made you think about your own self-improvement toolkit.
Ooh, I like that.
Like what helps you feel more balanced, more in control?
Totally.
At the end of the day, that's what matters, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Finding what makes you feel good.
100%.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Orion Windsor and the world of mood tracking.
Yeah, this was fun.
Keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll catch you next time.